I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A Coweta County student has died of liver failure due to complications from the flu. 15-year-old Kyra Molina died Tuesday at a hospital in Atlanta after she'd been sick for less than a week. The Department of Public Health says this flu season is the worst in years and will last several more weeks. Dr. Patrick O'Neill is Georgia's DPH commissioner.
We definitely recommend that folks, if they have a primary care physician, and it may be a mid-level practitioner that's part of that, if at all possible, contact that person to get their immunization or their antivirals rather than going to the emergency departments.
700 people in Metro Atlanta have been hospitalized this flu season. 37 people have died from the flu in Georgia so far this year. A DeKalb woman whose one-year-old daughter died after she was left in a hot car last June has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. The AJC reports 25-year-old Dejanelle Fowler pleaded guilty to second-degree murder yesterday. Fowler left her daughter Skylar in a hot car for 5 hours while she was getting her hair done. Her attorney says the heat killed Skylar after the car battery died. Fowler says she takes full responsibility for her negligence. She'll get credit for time already served. And a detainee from the Stewart Detention Center in Lupkin, Georgia, has died. 33-year-old Julio Castro Garrido was diagnosed with pneumonia last month while serving a year-long sentence for conspiracy to transport an illegal alien. He was moved to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, where he died on Tuesday. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials say this is the second detainee death in fiscal year 2018. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms outlined some of her priorities during yesterday's Buckhead Coalition annual meeting. GPB's Stephen Fowler was there.
Atlanta Together was a theme of this year's annual meeting of the city's business and political elite. Mayor Bottoms says Atlanta is positioned to keep growing economically and reputationally.
The fact that we are a finalist for Amazon really speaks to our reputation and our brand as a city. We are the economic and cultural engine of the Southeast, and I promise that will not end over the next 4 years.
She also says that Buckhead is stronger when the rest of the city is strong as well. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A silo explosion shook parts of downtown Valdosta yesterday. The Daily Times reports police, fire, and medical emergency crews responded to the blast at South Georgia Pecans silos. A spokesman for the Valdosta Fire Department says they're investigating. No injuries were reported, but some nearby businesses were damaged. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.